This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Take care to update so that you're tuning every Monday. Our topic today, folks, the sleeping youth of the warrior king. The sleeping youth of the warrior king. Let us all gather and make truth good. I try not to speak too much. I'll leave it to you. And see if you can deduce or come up with something. Folks, our current population in Ghana, right, we're about 33 million, give or take. 0 to 35 years. I mean, I can even push it to 45 or 50, but it's just 0 to 35 years make up about 70%. My maths is not good. But we are looking at about 20 million people active. 20 million people. Now, I just want to know, should I just continue or leave it here and just open the phone lines? Minya see, hey, I didn't be a phone lines near Twaswana. 20 million. Very vibrant youth. Numbers are there. Unlike the Asian countries that are growing old and frail, you know, and they are begging people to give birth so that they can have a fresh youth injected into their population. No. We got the biceps here. We got the youth here, and we have it in our numbers. Folks, there are many people in Ghana today, quite a number, you know, who have stopped listening to the news because it's just such a heartache. It's just a heartache just to listen to the news. It's becoming too much. You tune into the news and your BP spikes up. Why? You know, an issue comes up and it is so blatant. Folks, it is so blatant, even though sometimes, of course, maybe you haven't heard the other side, so you can't pass judgment. Well, you can't call somebody a thief because they haven't been to court. But some of the stories, my goodness gracious, week in, week out, and you're driving, and you just know that this story you're hearing, that is so annoying. And then they call the person, and sometimes the person who's supposed to come and defend the issue even makes it worse. Remember the SHS food saga? You know, you ring somebody and they pretend as though, or somehow it is complete news on Tinder. Yes. I mean, like I'm saying, you know, as a chief, you can't hear one side of the story and then make a judgment. But then you ask yourself, if truly, what are you even doing there? So these are the heartaches that make people just tune in and just listen to music. If I don't say it, it's not ugly. If I don't hear it, it's not annoying. BP spiking news. But you know something? Nothing happens. We just move on to the next story. They will still come and take taxes from you, close your shops, take your money, and all these people in these places, all these departments will get paid. Some get even more paid than you. Get their perks, their cars, their fuel, their electricity paid for, everything. And you're just asking, why are there no consequences? But maybe we should ask, why should there be consequences? Maybe that's what we should start asking. After this show, that's what we should start asking. Why should there even be any consequences? Folks, the latest is the scholarship secretariat. My God. Now, after listening to the Super Morning Show this morning, and they're telling you some of the stories that are going on in there, real heart-wrenching, real nasty corruption, thieving, you know, conniving millionaires getting the opportunity to go and study abroad while those who are really hard up are here. And it's like a norm, almost normal. It's not like, it's not out of, it's normal. Really bad. You know, and you listen to the questions they were asking on the show. That, you know, there are certain subjects that they don't even see any reason why Togo Krakas or Okoya, they should stop you. There are certain subjects that even if you said you were going to write it in Togo, you should be stopped. There are so many foreign universities affiliated to universities in Ghana here reading the same subject that will give you the same certificate whether you are there or not. And yet still we're funding people to go. Very painful. Very painful. And you ask yourself, where are the 20 million youth? Where are they? Because these are things that affect them directly. It's not indirect. It affects them directly. But where are they? Quiet. Silent. Folks, I don't know if it's in the water that we are feeding our children today, if it's the food that we are giving them, whether it's the education that we are giving them, whether it's the churches and the mosque they are attending, the air they are breathing, but they are comatose. Folks, they are just comatose. Absolutely nothing will ginger them. Our children, the youth coming up today, to come and look after us. Absolutely nothing can ginger them. Whether it affects them or not, they're going to sleep. And it's a very, very strange phenomenon. Folks, because, you know, the food saga came, and this was, not one day would they all come and sit on the school field and say, today, if you don't add an egg to the food, we are starving ourselves today. Go and find an egg. And the downtrodden, being stamped upon, 20 million of you. You have ting and tang and whatever, tang tang. And then you have all the SRCs. And today you are so blessed. Gone are the days when you have to write an article in the newspaper and wait for people to respond. Or write a letter and wait for people to respond. You have WhatsApp groups, Instagram groups, Snap groups, that group, X groups. You have all this to your hand and comatose. You cannot all one day group up and say, today we are just going to sit in front of Flagstaff House. 2 million of us. 3 million of us. 3 million just coming to sit to say enough is enough. Or change that person, or sack that person, or just give us an egg a day to eat. Just sit. Don't destroy anything. Those ones are too a cake. You don't have to destroy. Just sit in your protest. Sit there 1 week. Move back Monday. Snuggle from 6 to 2. 2 million. What's Dan Parry going to do? Put 2 million people in jail? Or shoot 2 million people? Has he even got 2 million bullets? You don't destroy anything. Just come and sit in protest. That we are going to leave the country for you in a very near future. But what are we leaving for you? And I wrote in my write-up, you'll be lucky if we leave you a flag. You'll be lucky if we leave you a flag. And every sector, folks, every sector sometimes fertilizer cry, it be good moisture cry, no, ubuhunu, na ye the fertilizer, every sector. But if you look at food and if you look at scholarship, and that there are 20 million people in the bracket who depend on this very and still comatose, then I'm shocked. But folks, what really shocks me is this same age bracket. Tomorrow, let me come on air and say Ama had sex with Kwame. Oh my goodness. Let me come on air tomorrow and say Ama had sex with Kwame. And just go onto your social media and see the activity. Oh my goodness. See the energy. The insults, the comments, the this, the energy. Because you wonder, say, where did they suddenly come from? Are these the same people who were denied food and denied scholarship? Are these the same people who have been denied a good education? They suddenly come up. But when the thing is important and it matters to them, they sleep. Now, I remember my little girl, yeah, Kizzy, when she was very young. She was always, she didn't bother, you know, coming out with no knickers down. But as for her chest, she always covers her chest. You know, when she was like 2 years, and I said, Kizzy, you're getting it wrong. Cover the bottom part and leave your top. You're getting the whole thing lopsided. Let it come that some big man has fallen or some pastor has fallen. Oh, yeah. Go and see them. The energy that they will suddenly wake up. And so I am very concerned that what sort of youth are we bringing up? What is it that we are telling them? How is it that their priorities are so lopsided? How is it that the priorities are so lopsided? And so you ask yourself, why shouldn't people just embezzle what is yours? Because you have your priority. Yours is other people's libido, somebody's downfall. I don't know. But sir, you are going into school and the school should be prepared for you. You don't care. 3,000, 2,500 per in a school. And you all have a way of talking to each other. And you can't say that this Monday, if you don't give us just an egg or a decent bread, if you don't give us bread to go with the cocoa, we will sit down. Just sit. We won't destroy anything, but we will sit in protest. So that instead of buying V8s and flying first class and sleeping in five-star hotels, the monies will be channeled into something more significant. But mother, and only wake up when it doesn't concern you, you wake up. So the question is not, why are people spending? Why shouldn't they spend? Why shouldn't they spend? And this is your very own future. This is your very own future. Yet you sleep. Completely comatose. By now, Ting and Tang and SRCs and student unions and all you people, by now you should have been connecting on some social media site and come and sit there and say, this guy, you leave office or we are not getting up from here. So that the authorities would act. Demand an audit and get justice for that audit. So that in case they put somebody there, that person knows that if I mess up, these guys will come at me. As I said here, it's free for all. It's everyday Christmas. It's everyday Christmas. At best, you get a radio show to talk about it. 1, 2, 3, and sakwa me bubu bum kakra meko mudi omada. What's that song? Omada, omada, omada. Maybe you listen to that song too much. But for all SRC presidents currently in Ghana, I say shame on you. Really, really shame on you. All this thing and tying business, shame on you. What are you doing with your network? People have 2 million followers, basically 3,000 followers. Following you to where? Where are they following you to? Channel these energies into guarantees of your future. So that if textbooks and exercise books don't come early, Charlie, I'm saying the days of breaking things and burning things are long gone. I don't know, dear. You're just going to set yourself to bag. The day the exercise book come, you've already burnt your desk and there's nothing to sit on. So, just sit down. All of you, come and sit down in front of the headmaster's office. Yenina, the headmaster, unless you sack us all or you kill us all, we are all here. But get us some exercise books or get us some textbooks. Secure your future with your numbers. You 20 million people. 20 million people. You can't even get an egg. With this, you can't.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You can get an egg? Then what can you do? What can you do, my dear youth? You can't even get a fair scholarship system and go and study a course which is relevant for your nation. What can you do? 20 million people can't even get bread, a slice of bread to eat cocoa with. 20 million. And the country here is 30 million. When we are 20 million, won't you mean bro do one slice and fendi koko? Ah! And so my auntie says, yo, akusiani kwami akoda. You will come up from everywhere. And suddenly everybody will get data and it's just posting, sharing, comment, insult. This person is a prostitute, that person. All of a sudden, you all get up. Let us hear that some pastor did something which was not so appropriate. You suddenly wake up. And yet your future has been robbed right in front of you and you're in coma. Asleep. Your nutrition has been robbed right in front of you. You are in coma. Asleep. But today, maybe I'll leave it to you. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm too archaic. Maybe what I'm talking is dinosaurian language. So I'll leave it up to you. That why aren't you able to group, come together for a good cause? Demand that at least every school should have a toilet. Demand that every school should have a toilet. It's not too much to ask. I'm not saying ask for first class tickets to go anywhere. I'm not saying ask for lobsters and oysters to eat for lunch. Kusia, egg. Bread. Just bread. Slice of bread to eat your porridge with in the morning. Just some carbs to get the brain ticking while you go to study. If with your numbers, you can't do this, but all you can do is group up and insult and become moral polices and in-laws to families that you don't belong to, then your misappropriation and your priorities are so lopsided. Like my daughter who will cover the chest but leave the bottom part and come out to play. Gotten it completely wrong. I've stopped talking. 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. If there's any youth groups out there, if any SRC president listening to me, I want to find out what your handicap is. What are your challenges with all these numbers? What are the big challenge that you can't even get an egg to eat for breakfast? Hello, who's talking to me?
Yeah, Nana Sakwal.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Nelson.
Nelson, let me hear you.
Yes. You know, right on point. What I want to say is all this thing is about politics. You know, the same people, the same youths that are being deprived of their, I don't know how to put it. You know, the same people will be defending the authorities that are depriving them or are taking their benefits from them. Seriously speaking, it's so disheartening, but that is the truth. That they will defend you. You open the talk to those youths, some of them, they will defend. So I don't know. You know, the other time when I was talking to somebody, when Minister of Energy Napo came out with that issue that those asking for a timetable, they should bring their this thing. He was not talking to MPP supporters. He know very well that MPP supporter will sleep in the dark, wake up, go to work, the following day will not get light to work. But he or she doesn't admit. He will not admit that there's doom. So Napo was talking to people who ask for those timetables. They are NDC people. Anybody who talks against or says there's doom, so the person is NDC person. That is it. Because MPP people, even with all this that we are going through, they will defend. The same thing NDC. If NDC is power, so I don't know.
Thank you very much for that call. 0302-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana, good evening.
Good evening.
Nana Kwesi.
Nana Kwesi. What's happening? Why can't the youth, I'm absolutely against any violence or banning or anything, but just sit down. You're better than us. One year, I'm sorry. With the numbers.
This thing I've been advocating for a very long time, whereby we begin to be citizens of the country, really, proper citizens. You see, it looks like the interest is overweigh all of this thing, you know. And also, you made mention about the SRC. Do you mean the high school or
from SHS all the way through to university?
Okay.
Because this is issues. I mean, scholarship eventually, I mean, maybe if you're in SHS today, it doesn't affect you now. But in 3 years' time, it will affect you.
That is very true. You see, the thing is, when you go to the uni, these SRC people, they are heavily politically influential. You see, that is also another thing. So these same people you want to call on, they are divided. You know, these SRC people, especially those are in here, I know. They are divided. So you get, and what about us, those of us out here? I wouldn't mind to go and take it too. So, Nana, let's put it this way. Let's say the youth, we failed. You know, we failed in doing this. It's not like, let's say, we failed, really. What about the systems that's supposed to hold for accountability?
Well, the system, you see, the system would only work if they are scared you will come. But if you won't come, the system would also go to sleep.
So, Nana, look at the cycle, though. You see how we are quiet about it right now. Just like you said, if it's an unnecessary thing, it's about sex, it's about... See how we rally about it. That's how the system is. So the same us will go through the same system and we'll get up there and the same thing will happen again. No accountability. It's disgusting, yeah. When I heard this man is in charge over there justifying why they did what they did. Nana, see, my heart was really, really, really beating very fast. I was boiling. Like, see, you wouldn't have, this will not happen in any private frame. Oh. Nana, you see, that is the difference. Oh. This will not happen in any private institution. Do you understand? So why are we doing that to the state? Is it this same person, if it was his company, and he has seen that his people, the people who have employed to make sure that things are done right, have messed up like this and wasted a lot of money like this, he will not take it kindly at all. But to the state, why are we doing this to ourselves? Nana? So who is to hold you accountable? Maybe let's start rallying. Maybe let's see if we'll wake up from our slander and then rally ourselves and go and pick up at the presidency, because he's the highest authority. And I think the bonizer is just at him, you know. So let's start rallying and see what will happen. That's what that, Nana. See, I'm going there. Let me say this. I keep saying, Ghana is not poor. We have money. It's just that the manner in which and the kind of things we spend our money on, that has been the problem. We are paying dollars, good amounts, thousands of dollars, to send people abroad to study a course that we have in this country. Misplaced priorities, Nana.
Thank you very much, Father Kwesi. Hello, Nana. Good evening, Nana. The youth is quiet. And in some way, I understand, because the question is, who are we reporting to? Everything has been politicized, and the focus of the politicians are these SRC executives, because winning them to themselves will give them vote. So the youth channeling their energies to other things is just to avoid getting pressure and health issues. That is the reality on the ground. And Nana, the country is now each one for himself, God for us all. The problem is patriotism. In this country is dead, and to resurrect it is to make it a subject. Parkufi in Lakeside. Hello, who am I talking to?
Nana, good evening.
Good evening.
It's Samuel on the line.
Samuel, let me hear you.
Nana, the problem of we living today in Ghana as youth stems from the foundation. Look, conception, how we're even conceived was on the wrong note. The first 6 months of life, the first 5 years of life, the upbringing is totally deviative of whatever is supposed to be. There is political polarization, religious polarization. So we go to a very wrong societal dimensions. And then the attitude that is imbibed in us is the pull him down syndrome. The Ghanaian is always waiting for the downfall of his fellow. That is all. Mm. When you even stand your feet and then you stiff your neck out to fight for those who are suffering, you have the very people who will be behind and people drawing you back. And I could you imagine in 2014, he's getting to about 10 years now, in College of Healthcare Tampa. Students were billed unapproved fee, and then there was an exam in the system which has been overtaken by the Allied Health Council. So it is wrong for us to write the old exam, but to convert to that of the Allied Health. We knew it was wrong, but those who stood to fight for the masses, these very students we were fighting for were taking videos of us sending to the rector and other people. And by the end of the day, when we won these very decisions we took, they were the very people to run for their money, first to jubilate. For us, we who were fighting and they were pulling us back, we had to now go back and try to find ways to redress whatever the damage was. So you see, the Ghanaian youth today has been put on the wrong note right from conception. And until there is a holistic restructure of whatever it is, we'll continue to be where we are. Thank you.
Thank you too very much. 0302-216-541. We're just finding out why such a vibrant youth can be so commoditized on things that directly affect them. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, this is Kovna Mensah.
Kovna, let me hear you.
Okay, so I've been listening to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And first, Nana, thanks for bringing up this topic. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that we have to take seriously. My take would be education,
yeah.
Right? And various forms, because I feel the problem of the youth today is a reflection of the elders that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've probably just watched this deteriorate to some extent. The Ghanaian youth today is not patriotic because I think they've not been taught that.
Yeah.
The Ghanaian youth today is unconcerned about what happens in his community because growing up, they've not been taught to basically take responsibility for whatever happens within their own community. And not being taught this is a result you're seeing today. It's happening in our schools. We get to tertiary institutions and then students feel the only way out of becoming prominent in the society is to become politicians. I think that has to change and right from our homes. Because gone were the days when you lived in a community and you did something wrong. If your parents were not around, another parent will scold you.
Mm.
You won't find it these days.
Mm.
It never happens. Right. And that's what actually builds up. And youths today don't even know what governance is. So they don't know questions to ask. So you talked about going to school and not having good food to eat. It's because they've been conditioned to accept whatever comes their way.
Mm.
But if they're taught right in school, they know very well that this is not right. Even if the government is providing this, then it means that our guidance or parents would have paid taxes that has to be used for the right thing. So for me, it's more of an educational.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Issue, whether it's formal or informal, as a country, we need to find a way. Because the youth forms a chunk of this. We have a lot of young people. Mm. Our population is young. And if they've been corrupted to this manner, it means there's no future for the country. So we'll have to take their education seriously.
Thank you. And I think I couldn't agree with you more. Maybe I thought it was in the water or the air, but I'm saying education. No, and we need to really, really re-educate them to just stand up for what is fair. You know, I'm not saying demand for anything luxury. But I mean, if 20 million people cannot get a slice of bread to eat Tom Brown with, 20 million people can't rally around and demand an egg just to put on wache and eat kusia bako, then what can you do with that number? It is worrying. It is really, really worrying. And I'm saying this same youth who can demand an egg, Udemayan can't say bank manager B has fallen or somebody in the public eye has fallen. You will see the energy. You will see the energy, the revolution that will sweep through this AM age group, but cannot get an egg to put on watch it. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, if you lower your radio set for me, please.
I guess it's better.
Okay, it's much better. Who am I talking to, please?
This is George from Adenta.
George, let me hear you.
Nana?
Yeah.
I have 4 points to make.
Let me hear you.
One, when we're growing up,
mm-hmm.
we're told that when an elder even made a mistake and a child said it, elders are always right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a chief, I know you know some of these things.
Yeah.
That is one. That attitude must stop. Two, this particular government will gag people. They are trying to gag everybody. Nana, let these few children or a particular school decide that, oh, we are not being fed well. So because of that, we'll not eat. And let them amass or maybe gather all the students at Ministry of Finance or Education. These children, their leaders will be trailed and they will even be beaten. I mean, consistently it has happened in the past 7 years. That's a fact. Others are killed, others are maimed, others are insulted. Sometimes their parents are even threatened. That is two. Three, we must stop singing this our national anthem. Please, the national anthem and the pledge, and if you listen to these words, if we'll go about this, it will help us a lot. We must stop because we are not using it. And this party in government say they are patriotic. Interesting. They have to change their name. They really have to change their name. Greed. Our leaders are greedy. People have amassed wealth into their house. People have stolen their money. They've traced the people, they've killed them. It's a fact. This is not in the public domain.
Now we can't, you see, no, but we can't verify.
Yeah, I know we're not substantiate. That's why I'm not mentioning it.
Yeah, so.
I agree.
So please.
I mean, it's greed. It's greed. So the youth, everybody who advise the child, hey, who goes to you say, my only child, if this thing happened in the Arab world, people save themselves ablaze for uprising.
God help us all. But yeah, some of the comments, we can't substantiate it. So let me make that on, put that on record, that we disassociate from it. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Hey, great King. Good evening. I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well. Ajima Joseph, I marked you.
This is happening in our second cycle institution, right?
Well, it's happening everywhere. Not second cycle institution. Everywhere. All the whole youth.
The issue is...
Yeah.
Some parents have tuned their mind that at school nothing better will be fed, so they are trying to provide their work to be okay. Those who don't have enough and suffering from this cannot talk about it, because if you don't have money, your matter small. Those who have the money, they are being fed off, so they don't mind, they don't care talking about it. They are thinking about betting to get money to buy data, to drive, to do whatever they want to do. So this is very huge concern for us, but for them, they don't see anything wrong with it. As you are saying, matters relating to social media, small relevance, they will put it before us to make it huge. So it's like, what is needed, you don't pay attention to it. That's how we are in this country, Anna.
Ajman Joseph, thank you very much for that. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, my name is Alberta. Please, good evening.
Alberta, let me hear you.
I'm calling from Mungo. Nana, please.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you are talking about the youth, we sitting down mm-hmm. and then say that the wrong things are being done and we are not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It begins from our home.
Okay.
The way we were brought up. A caller just said it,
mm-hmm.
that even if an elderly person does what is wrong, who are you, the child, to even point it out mm-hmm. to the elderly person? I quite remember when I was young, around 17 years, I had this issue with my dad. When it happened that I took it to social welfare and then we were taken to like a police station.
Mm-hmm.
After I wrote my statement, the CID who was handling the issue told me that this case, if we should drag it or if they should take it further, my father will be in prison for like 35 years. So I should like rewrite something and say, I didn't know what happened to me before I wrote it. Look at all this. But I told him point blank that I can't write it. If they want to let the issue go, it should go. But what happened is what I have written.
Mm-hmm.
In my school, a teacher will not come to school and teach. But after I complained about it, this same teacher made some utterance about me, which it didn't augur well to me, simply because I grew up, I got married before going to secondary school. He used it to insult me in the class. So our system, upbringing,
mm-hmm.
as I speak now, our children who went for secondary school, when they were going to Form 1, we were made to buy some tall list of items. Could you believe that this thing that they've gone to Form 2, mm-hmm. first semester, they are insisting that we should buy some of the items again.
Mm-hmm.
And the child in the school cannot talk because there is nobody to protect him or her. Should he say something about it? The best they can do is they'll say that they don't respect. And maybe they will eliminate him or her from the school. So sometimes, and not that we don't want to talk. We can talk, but we don't have the system to support us. And our rights are being infringed upon. So, Nana.
Abeta, you see, but what I'm saying is, now that, you see, that the reason why you protest is because the system fails. So I'm saying if 3 million of you marched, you just sit and demand that, listen, we're sitting here for 1 week, unless A is done or B is done, I think the authorities will listen. But if you alone go and say, well, I'm going to write a letter to the president or whatever, it will be a few. But if
we've been here, and then when people group to do something, not even to go and destroy something, as you said earlier,
mm-hmm.
they will be throwing tear gas, the police will be preventing them. So if you look, you love your life,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want to go so that something bad will go and happen to you. Then growing up, you also give birth, advise your children. Master, if Oko baby no mu ye gidi gidi achunhu, men fa hun koshim. So we are just praying to God. It's not easy. Not that we are happy. We are not happy. But just that we can't do anything about it.
Thank you so much, Abeta.
Thank you
so much for that call. We don't usually get women callers. We take them very seriously. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
This is Ken from Prom.
Ken, let me hear.
I know Abeta very well. What Abeta said, she's right on point.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, just so many are here, not far from your end.
Mm-hmm.
The training college there, I'll be specific, Mount Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
The students protested that they are not going to eat the food. Do you know some of them were not graduated?
Wow.
That's because they protested. They did not spoil anything. And they were charged like 3,000 cedis each 2 years ago. I'm telling you, teachers have been told that when you speak up on your own,
mm-hmm.
you are going to face the law alone, because the government has given the directors, head teachers, so much power. So when these things are told in your ear, what are you going to do? You keep quiet. It is wrong.
Mm.
It is wrong. Straight to the point. I'm done. We need to let our youth speak up. Not to destroy. You should just speak up.
No,
thank you.
Thank you very much. As for distraction there, I'm all against it. Because honestly, distraction, if you're not even careful, it defeats the good purpose for which you gathered. So let's say you gathered because you wanted an egg. Right? Just to serve an egg for breakfast. And then you go and destroy something. When Joy News comes, they're not going to come and report about you gathering for ego. They're just coming to talk about, and the building got burnt, and the fire service came, and the building got burnt, and so that the very reason for which you gathered, gone.